What's the difference between past life transgression and Akashic readings?
Past life is something where we as a healer take you to your lifetime, and mostly you just go to one lifetime at a time. And with Akashic reading, I go on your behalf.
Tell us, what did you find out in your past life?
I've done quite a lot of past life for myself, of course. So in that particular past life, I was a nurse, forced into that career. In that profession. So I was a nurse during a wartime. And because anyways I was forced, and there's like a lot of blood and pain all around, I could not make peace with that lifetime.
And what does the healing process look like?
So it's a free will. How do you work with free will is very important. Healing is basically leaving your old patterns.
Yeah.
The old behaviors, the old environment, and moving into new, which means a change. And change is never comfortable, even if it's for your good.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about healing. What does healing look like? Who needs healing? And what is the process? Can we all heal from what we've been through? Do we even know that we need healing? Let's find out. Hi, Baldeep.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm good. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I'd like you to introduce yourself. Tell us how you got into this healing work and what do you actually do?
Wow. Okay. It's a story. I'll try to brief and not
take
go,
your time.
You know? Okay. So healing happened to me almost 8 years ago. And it was back then I was working with corporate, working with different companies, started at a very early age, working with a multinational company. And then I was working with a startup, and we were really ramping up. So there was a lot of work pressure, so-called. And at home, my father wasn't too well, in and out of the hospital. So at home also, it wasn't that, you know, relaxed. So I developed migraine back then. So I thought it's all because of, you know, all the stress that I'm going through. And when I went to a doctor, all they say is, whenever you have a headache, pop a pill. Which wasn't my way of treating or dealing with, you know, my physical health. So somebody recommended, a friend recommended, like, why don't you come for this workshop over the weekend? And mind you, I was working back then like for 6 days a week. So I had to take off to go and travel for like 2 hours one way. I'm like, okay, you know what? Whatever works, I'm ready to go for it. And somebody just suggested, why don't you come for just this Reiki workshop? I didn't even Google. I didn't bother. I was like, okay, you know what? Whatever gets me out of this headache, because it used to be like every other day, like every second day. If I am going to work, I have to take a medicine for it. So I enter this workshop. The minute I enter the door, I feel very different. I'm looking at people who are there to, you know, attend the workshop or assist for the workshop. They're all always smiling. As if, you know, I've entered a different planet altogether. So why are they so happy? Which world are they living in? Like, are they faking? I mean, look at me. I went with a frowning face. Yeah. I'm like so tired, half dead. I have come for this class. And it was around 4 to 5 hours of workshop. I could not explain what happened. I could not articulate. Like, you know what happened? But I really liked it. I liked what I experienced. I could not fully understand it, maybe. Yes, I did experience the energy flow. And then it was next day. It's a 2-day workshop. So again, I went for next day. And since then till today, whenever my teacher, my guru has a workshop, I'm there, even if it's a repeat class. So it took me a good 6 months to articulate what is changing. It was just 21 days. You do your self-healing for 21 days. I say, okay, 21 days. I'm not going to question. I'm just going to do 21 days of healing.
So what changed?
And after 21 days, all you can say is I felt lighter. I felt manageable. I can manage myself. Because in those 21 days, I realized it's very difficult to live with this person. This person, I mean, I'm referring to myself. She was angry. She would, irritated and, snap at anyone, any moment. I'm sure, my family and friends and my colleagues back then will agree. That was her. That was her. So what changed over the years is, I would say it's profound. I like myself. I've come to a place where I like my own company. I think I can live with her happily now, is what I would say. So that was the trans. And when I, and at every workshop, so Reiki was the first healing modality that I learned. So I'm a Reiki grandmaster now. It's like the, the journey that we take over the years. So that was the first healing modality that I learned. And I used to just like going and being around these people who are so happy, so loving, and no judgments. And you can say anything. You can just say anything, and you will be accepted just the way you are. I think that kind of support system with the healing was a magical. I think that was the magic that I was looking for. And over the years, I realized this wasn't a physical pain. So physically, when we have pain, it's just the symptom. The
I mean, no pain is
root
physical
of pain.
pain.
It is just your body is trying. When I say body, I don't just refer to the physical body. I refer to your mental, your emotional, your auric body. It's you, your energy is asking for your attention. Hey, there is something wrong here. Just fix this or, pay attention here. So I realized it wasn't the physical pain. It was more of an emotional and mental, pain that I had suppressed over the years, over the lifetimes. And slowly and gradually, definitely it took, I think, more than four years to really get going with it. You could say that, okay, I'm done with migraine now. So it took almost 5 years, but yes, the journey was worth every, I would say, every pain or every emotional or physical pain that I had been through.
And do the
So
people around you also
that's.
acknowledge this change in you?
I'll tell you once I remember, I was leaving for work, and my mom always, stands on the door when I enter, by the time I enter the lift. And she's looking at me and she's like, I'm going to use the language she used. She's like, तू इतनी खड़ूस है, तेरे से कोई बात भी करता है ऑफिस में? And I'm like, so that was me. That was me. That was written all over my face. I had a manager. So I'll tell you, if I have to describe my transition, 10 years ago, one of my manager made a comment, and they used to tease me like this, Baldeep, it's been a month. You want to try smiling? You haven't smiled in a month, or you just have a straight face or an angry face. And then I think from that job till like 5 6 years after that, I moved to another company, and I was given one of the toughest client that the my you know when I was hired, I was told you have the toughest client. And day one I met her, and we were just showing her around and everything, and she just could not hold her her thoughts. And she looked at me, she's like, Baldi, why do you smile so much? And I'm like, in my head I go like, ah, that's a compliment. I have come a long way from that frowning face. So I just told her that's who I am, I guess. And we just left. But that was my validation. Okay, you know what, girl, you have come a long way. Yes,
Yeah,
there's a
something
long
has
way to go.
changed.
Something has changed. Yeah, something has changed. A lot has changed consciously. If you ask me, how that transition happened, I think it was more like was living in a zombie state. Like, Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah, people, that's how people are. That's how, the life is hard and you really have to work hard and you have to do like 12 hours of job and, nothing comes easily. And from that to moving to a place that, you're surrounded with very loving people and they cheer for you. They like to see your growth. And they're always there to, without any judgment, give you a listening ear and be there. I mean, it's a complete transition. And that happened the more you invest in yourself. It just doesn't happen like, you attend one workshop. It will have some impact. But if anybody's looking for a complete transformation. Oh wow, yeah, I could like, let's just take an example. Like anger was my biggest issue. Like I would get angry at anybody, any moment. So that transition was not to sit with my anger. While I do the healing, I sit with my anger and I ask where this anger coming from. Sometimes the anger is coming from insecurity. Sometimes the anger is coming from fear. Sometimes anger is coming because things did not turn out the way you wanted. But very rarely we sit with anger. We sit with what is unhealed, what is unresolved. I think that is my biggest realization on this journey so far, is what I would call
So
it.
you would say, apart from all the modalities that you practice today for healing yourself and others, the most important one would also be a lot of self-work, right? Like you can go for a number of Reiki workshops or a number of something else, but if you don't start working on yourself in the way of self-realization to realize and see what is happening, maybe nothing would change, no? Like somebody can heal you as much as you want unless you start doing something with yourself.
Let me try and explain how it works. Like, you attend a Reiki level one, yeah, you have, and then you have certain days of self-healing. Then you will attend level two, certain days of self-healing. So you can, it can go, one can go very mechanical about it. But I tell you, from my level two to level three, there was a gap of 1 year. I did learn other healing modalities, but I was just not able to go to level three workshop. Whenever I was scheduled, something will come up at work, or the workshop would get canceled. The reason was, and this is what I realized, the reason was I was getting certain guidance that I have to do certain things or quit certain things, create a shift in me, then only I would reach that workshop. And I wanted to get into, Reiki Masters so badly, but it was just not happening. I was like, Gary, yeah, why? Why am I not able to do? I'm able to do other healing modalities and learn, but I want to do level three and I want to do masters. But it was just not happening. But the day I realized, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to follow this guidance that's coming to me. Because, when you're new to it, you don't really understand, oh, it's a guidance, oh, it's an intuition. So I don't know, is it my mind tricking me or is it really a guidance? But when I surrender to that guidance, I did not only I did my level three workshop, within a month I did my master's also. So how it works is that you stay connected, you listen to the voice here. You just don't listen here. Creating a balance, I always tell my clients and my students, there's a reason we have a head and a heart in the same body. You have to pay attention to both. It's just that, the way we have been raised, we say that, use your head, use your brain, use your intellect. But what do I do with the heart? What do I do with the intuition and the gut that I feel? So I think creating that balance and following that guidance is what takes you to the next step. Otherwise, it's very mechanical. You learn one level, you do certain days of healing, you move to the next level. But you cannot enter a workshop until and unless you have released the blockage, like, whatever is blocking your growth, You cannot, you will never be able to make out, reach that glass.
Okay.
So, yeah, if I have to, this is what happens, not just with me, but, all my friends who are into healing. This is what we have experienced all the time. So I have another workshop. I'm attending another workshop in November. So there's a lot that, self-work that has been assigned to us. And we have to do it if I have to reach there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does the
So
healing
that.
process look like? Is it always all hunky-dory?
No. I will quote Robin Sharma on this.
Okay.
It's messy at the start. And in between, it is okay. And towards the end, it's beautiful. What do I mean by end? It's always that, how much do you want to grow? How much do you want to evolve? See, as a human being, we all have free will. And nobody can interfere in my free will. Not my gurus, not the divine. If I say no, free will cannot be interfered. So my destiny can be delayed. Maybe, can be postponed to the next lifetime. But so it's a free will. How do you work with free will is very important. So it doesn't, it's not that, wow, okay, you know what, I attended this workshop and I felt wow. I'll tell you, I'll be very honest. I think I've told this on one-on-one, but here I can tell you, every workshop for couple of years, I would enter the workshop and I would cry for no reason. I would sit there sobbing, listening, learning, meditating, everything, and I'm just sobbing. So yeah, it is not really, you definitely people do have those kind of experience, but it's all about to see when you, what is healing? Healing is basically leaving your old patterns, your old behaviors, the old environment, and moving into new, which means a change. And change is never comfortable, even if it's for your good. I'm sure you, I mean, you've lived life enough to know change is never easy. You tell me, how do you feel when there's things changing around you?
Not comfortable at all.
Yes. So it's more like, you just, I say healing is more of unlearning rather than learning, because the soul knows everything. The soul has come with wisdom from lifetimes. And it's here to learn more, add more. But for that, you have to shred a lot of conditioning, over the years that has been told you, this is right, that is wrong. All the things that you've been told, like, don't do this, do that. It is not done this way, or, that's a wrong way of doing that. So all that, peeling off all that and asking yourself that, what is the right way? What is the right thing? That's why I think spirituality is something which is for every, it's individual. Your spirituality would be different, and my way of, being spiritual would be very different, and both can be right.
Yeah, that's true. So apart from Reiki, what else do you practice?
So there are five healing modalities. Quick introduction. I'm a Reiki grandmaster, a crystal masters. So I teach crystal healing as well. Akashic record reader. Also angel therapist, which includes card reading and past life regression, inner child healing, and healing with angels, basically. It's a beautiful healing modality. Also, Merlin Trinity healing system, which is very, which is again a self-healing modality, and you can heal others also. It's very, I wouldn't call it same, but similar to Reiki or Pranic or any other healing modality, but it's comparatively. So these are the five healing modalities that I practice for myself, my clients, and also teach.
How are they all different from each other? Like, why do you need different types of healing methods?
No, you really don't. I told you, if you ask me what was the reason, I liked being there. I liked being in that. So whatever my teacher taught, if she comes up with another sixth modality, I will go. I will learn from her. I think it's more of a, personal choice
Yeah.
and what I felt inclined towards, and also if that's the very rational reason that I can give, that I liked being there. And if she's teaching sixth, seventh modality, I will definitely go and learn. But I think it's a soul which decides that, okay, these are the
Yeah.
things that I would learn. And when I started my healing journey, I didn't want it to fix anybody.
Yeah,
Sorry.
apart from yourself. Yeah.
Like, let me fix this. I can't live with her.
But that's how it
So
works, no?
that's,
You can't fix anyone unless you work on yourself.
yeah, you cannot. You
Yeah.
have to, you have, and but that was never the intention. My only
Yeah.
mindset was, I will always be on a job. I like my job. I love being there and being that, that lady boss in office. I like that. There was, but I tell you, it was so surprising. My last two jobs, one, the process shut down. It has never happened. And then I
Yeah.
joined another company, and the company shut down. It was more than 100-year-old company. And I started to wonder, hello, am I jinxed? What is happening here? No, it wasn't that. I think the divine intervention was trying to put me
Yeah.
somewhere else, but me, my free will was saying, hey, no. My conditioning says I have to be on a job.
Yeah.
Because what do I tell people? I'm a healer. I mean, half of the people don't understand. My family back in my hometown, they don't understand what is healer.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess,
So,
yeah.
in fact, that phase was, so the intention was, I was doing it for myself. I think it was already that self-work.
Yeah.
I'm a very self-work driven person. I have that mindset since I worked in corporate, I think, as long as I can think. So any learning and development training they'll have, I'll put my name into it. I'm like, yeah, I want to go for it. I want to learn. So I'll
Yeah.
go for it. It just transition we just transitioned from corporate
There into
trainings to the
healing.
self. So I would read books, self-help books. I will do the journaling. I would ask myself difficult questions and answer. I used to do that, and I love doing that. And I am really grateful that it's become part of my everyday life, and not, once in a week I would do that or something like that. So I'm really grateful for it, that
Yeah,
I've been chosen for this work.
I guess once you're into it, then you feel like, what else will I do anyway? You know, like this is all I want to do, so why not make a living out of it?
Yeah, Prachi, but again, like I said ना, वो जो पुराना कंडीशनिंग है ना,
Yeah,
इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू श्रेड.
that's true.
बिकॉज आई मीन माय फेथ इज बीन टेस्टेड, एंड स्टिल ऑन एंड ऑफ समटाइम्स आई गेट टेस्टेड. सो आई डिसाइडेड टू गो फुल टाइम एज अ हीलर इन 2020. सो 1 जन 2020, 10 o'clock, I had my first appointment.
Okay.
I had taken a workspace in WeWork. So I'm like, okay, you know what? This is what we are going to do. And hopefully, we don't have to go back to corporate. And we know what happened in March 2020.
Yeah.
The whole world shut down. And I'm like, hello, ye kya ho raha hai? I had just started talking to people and,
Yeah.
started going to a place and doing the work that I love. So that was a big test. I think it took me more than a week to just gather myself and like, hey, that's okay. The whole world is working from home. You can figure out. So I did
Yeah.
n number of things. I used to do Instagram live, and I would, just post anywhere. Somebody would tell, I'll go on different apps and create a profile and, just say that I'm a healer, like,
Yeah.
Fiverr and Upwork. But I was tested. And in that time frame, I had a job offer as well.
Oh.
Somebody, one of my friends, like, you don't have to give any interview. My bestie called, like, don't give interview, just join. It's work from home. I think she was more worried for me. I was like, you had a good job, a well-paying job. Why would you
Yeah.
quit it? So there were tests, and I told her, if I'm not doing it this time, I think I can never do it. So just give me 6 months. if I don't survive 6 months, then I'll go back to Japan. And I just, yeah, I'm really grateful. I survived pretty well those 6 months.
So was it
Yeah.
just 6 months? There was a second shutdown as well, no?
Yeah, but in those 6 months, I could get comfortable
Yeah,
and
you
I
could
could
figure out.
see the value. I could see the value it's at. See what happens, Prachi? You've worked in a job, so you know, in a job, you're working for someone. So no matter how many R&Rs you get and appreciation emails you get, you never feel that I created an impact because it's a big organization, right? And I'm just like this much. But when you do a work with somebody, you work with somebody like this, and you create a shift in their life. And then that was like, kuch to kar rahi hu main. Back then, my thought was like, it is having some good impact on somebody's life. So that confidence shift was also a big gift to me, is what I would say. Because I know I was always very good at my job. I had like great corporate life. But that confidence was always missing that, okay, I matter, or my work matters here. Wait, because we know, everyone is replaceable. Even in life, I don't say that, we are not replaceable. You're replaceable, but here you can see how it's impacted somebody's life. So I think that's very gratifying. That kind of gratification cannot match with what we do in a job. For me personally, is what I say.
And then what takes to heal someone? Like now, what do you do when you heal someone? When you say somebody calls you?
Okay, so currently my approach towards healing is we first get on a Zoom call or a personal meeting. So it's counseling plus, and then I concluded with a healing session. So it's more like knowing their story. What is that they want to heal? It's mostly the story is this job is making, this job is causing me stress, or this pain or anything, or there's a physical ailment, or there's a relationship. I always ask my clients, and I always tell them there's nothing outside of these three aspects, like health, relationship, and finance, career. There's nothing apart from that I have done healing for. There's nothing apart from these three areas anything bothers. So we get on a call, we understand. They tell me the story. I go to the backstory of it. Agar sar dard ho raha hai, to sar dard का एक रीजन होता है, और एवरी बॉडी पार्ट स्टोर सर्टन इमोशन. एवरी बॉडी ऑर्गन रिप्रेजेंट्स आर मेंटल हेल्थ, आर इमोशनल वेलबींग. सो व्हेन दे से, ओ आई हैव पेन इन माय राइट रिस्ट, सो दैट इंडिकेट्स समथिंग. सो इट कैन बी फ्रॉम द करंट लाइफ टाइम, इट कैन बी फ्रॉम द पास्ट लाइफ टाइम. सो वी काइंड ऑफ नो वेयर देयर इश्यू इज कमिंग फ्रॉम. And then we do a healing session. I always suggest take one session, see how you feel, and then you see how your journey will be, going ahead, or how can we just help you. Of course, it's not just one session that creates a magic, but that's where the journey starts. So the approach is always getting on your call, doing the counseling, understanding the root of it. Where is it coming from? And in my experience, 99% comes from the childhood. Very less comes from your previous life. Until, unless soul has really decided to evolve, like do a PhD or something. So that's my approach. Really understanding and giving the listening ear. क्योंकि कई बार तो लोग सुनते ही नहीं है ना. आजकल लोगों के पास वक्त ही नहीं है सुनने का. So they always ask me, बोलती कितने मिनट का कॉल होगा? I say a couple of hours, because I know with my experience, when somebody is sharing, it can go beyond 1 hour. So I really don't go with the time. It's just that, when I give, it's just couple of sessions that I do in a day, not like back to back, because You never know who's showing up and how much time do they need for the conversation, or just pouring their heart out. So yeah, I think that's the approach that works for me. And on their healing journey, then we see if they are ready to do the self-healing, learn it themselves, do it themselves. Again, it all varies, and we kind of see how it goes, which way it goes.
And then do you decide what kind of healing they need, or do they decide because you practice different modalities?
Usually my current clienteles, they know me, so they ask me, people, they you tell me what should we do. But there are sometimes somebody would say and come and say that I want to do past life, or I want to do Akashic reading. And the question is why? Because I just want to know who I was in the previous life. I'm like, no, that's not the reason we do it for.
But that is a very strong reason, the curiosity.
But we again, as a healer, we respect the space, and these modalities are given to us for healing purpose. So it might not show up. You might not be able to see anything because I just want to know who I was. But what is that? I'll give you a very simple example. My first past life regression, that when I did it, I was always scared of going to a doctor. Anything, especially needles. I know many people are very scared of me, but I had this like, no, I will not even, go to the door of a clinic. I'll be in fever or in pain. I will not go to a doctor. Somebody please go and get the medicine. So that's what I wanted to heal. I don't, there are times when you have to go to a doctor. So when I did that past life regression, after that, I had to go for a root canal. In couple of weeks, yeah. In couple of weeks, I had to go for a root canal. And I share this story with all my students and anywhere I get a chance. I got my root canal done without anesthesia. And my dentist was like, really? You don't need anesthesia? I said, I'm feeling fine. Please go ahead. Please go ahead. Yeah, so,
So
but
you want to tell us
we
what did you
don't.
find out in your past life?
Wow, okay. In that life, okay, I've done quite a lot of past life for myself, of course. So in that particular past life, I was a nurse, forced into that career, in that profession. So I was a nurse during a wartime. And because anyways, I was forced, and there's like a lot of blood and pain all around, I could not make peace with that lifetime. Let me give you a gist that how can why somebody needs to do a past life or Akashic reading and heal that lifetime, or how did that healing help me now, or how is that pain is bothering me now? You must have heard, like even in our Indian culture, we say that achhi maut hui ya, acche se gaye. When somebody passed away and they had a
Peacefully,
very good life. They had, kids were settled and grandkids were there and everything. So they say, okay, he went or he she went like well, everything was fine. Because the peace at the last moment is very important. That is what souls carry towards the next lifetime or the lifetime after that. Or so that's why when somebody is when we gaze that somebody is about to, leave the body. All cultures, we have prayers, we have chanting, we do the mantras. Why? So that they calm down, so they can think of good things. Acche vichar aaye. It is so important. That's the memory, that's a core memory that the soul carries forward. So me as a soul carried that irritation or that resentment towards how my life turned out to be. Imagine somebody realizing on a deathbed, oh my God, the whole life went wrong. Then what you do? You come back and you get an opportunity to rewrite it or do it the right way again. So that was one of the reasons. That was one of the past life for me.
So, and what's the difference between past life transgression and Akashic readings? And who
So
should be
in
going for Akashic reading? What kind of healing?
Okay, so past life is something where we as a healer take you to your lifetime. And I personally do not do it online, I do it in person. And mostly you just go to one lifetime at a time. And in Akashic reading, I go on your behalf.
Okay, wow.
It's not just your past lives. So Akashic, I'll just give you an example, you know, give you explain you what Akashic record reading is.
Okay.
Akashic is your soul library. It's like
Okay.
whatever your soul has been through, this lifetime, previous lifetime, everything is recorded there. Now,
Okay.
Prachi comes for a reading and says, Valdeep, I have certain, you know, questions, certain things to discuss for my healing aspect. Now, healing aspect can be, you know, I want a promotion, I always feel stuck in my job or the relationship, always, you know, keep attracting certain kind of people or any physical ailment as well. Now, the healing, when I say healing, the answer, the guidance can be in this lifetime, or it can be any of the previous lifetime or the multiple lifetimes also. So in Akashic records, I will, with your permission, access your records, and whatever the answer, the guidance comes, or whatever lifetime they show me, I would narrate it to you. And then we go to the deathbed of that lifetime. And we sense what was the feeling. And then we ask for the healing. And that's when you start seeing a difference in your current lifetime. You start seeing a shift in your lifetime. Like I had one client doing he came for a healing for his ankle. He's my student. So he had, you know, ankle pain for no good reason. Did all the tests, everything, and there's nothing. And then we did a reading for him. And he died in one of the lifetime. He died because of multiple wounds on his body, which he could not do anything because he was very old and there was nobody, no loved ones around to take care of him. But the wounds, physical wounds, started from that ankle and it just spread it all over. So he just hated that part of the body so much. So that emotion still got stuck there. So when we did a healing, after I think 3 4 weeks, he messaged me, he's able to do the workout and everything. I said, okay, fine, good.
So what does it take? It takes just for you to tell them the cause, that's all, or is there self-work involved as well?
Again, it depends because the reading is done through, when I say reading is done through, I would access your records. So maybe your angels, your gurus, your ancestors, anybody can show up. So they can ask, Prachi needs to do XYZ thing. So I would go ahead and tell you, Prachi, for this, you have to do this. Many a times people have this, you know, Purani Mannat Mangi Hui, bhool jate hain. So they come as a reminder. I remember one of my client, her mother, she's my student. Her mother came for the reading, and she's like, "We are so tired looking for guys for him. We are not able to get, you know, find the right match and everything and all that." So their Kul Devi showed up, and they asked for a sari. And I kid you not, in 4 months she got married. She's happily married. It was just, you know, small things. So they come, they give you the answer sometime, they give you the healing. So in case of physical, we had to heal that lifetime. In case of this girl, we had to you know, seek where the blockage is. The blockage was shayad koi mannat reh gayi thi, or she had to do, you know, some kind of self-work also. Yeah, self-work is big part of it. Example would be you have to forgive XYZ person. Or you have to forgive yourself for, you know, going through that phase of your life. And again, it's a very sacred space. It's a very high vibrational space. So it's not just I'm telling you, Prachi, you have to do this, this, this. We will go and do the healing also, and you will feel the healing, the energy flowing through your body and, you know, your mind. So yeah, it's a very powerful place. But and that's precisely the reason we don't open records to know मैं पिछले जन्म में क्या थी, the curiosity, right?
But then that's what, no, because like any healing would feel so good Do you have people just coming back to you without doing any self work to say, okay, heal me, like leaving the job onto you?
That's a sad part, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it is my way of telling them. Another case, I had a client in 2020 when, the lockdown happened, and he called and he's like, Baldeep, please do healing for me. A lot of anxiety, a lot of fears were showing up. Of course, the whole world was going through it, but he was just not able to take it. So I think I did healing for him for 3, 4 months. And then I was like, okay, I'm sorry, I can't do it now. You have to be ready. I'm going to teach you, you do it yourself. Otherwise, you'll just pick up the phone every time and like, Baldeep, do the healing. No, I think there's
Yeah.
some self-work is required. And since then, he's learned, he did Merlin Trinity healing system with me, and he's
Okay.
learned all the levels with since then. So yes, if the soul has decided to outgrow a pattern or learn a certain lesson, and if the support is provided, yes, the soul will do it. So he had the support, and yeah, there are people. Yes, I do have clients who like, well, they please do the healing for me.
Yeah.
Whenever I get intuitively, that guidance that, I think you should learn it now, or, we should take a break, or,
Yeah.
once you fix this, come back to me. I say that with a lot of respect. I do tell. Yes. But self-work is
Yeah.
difficult, but
Yeah, I know.
of course, we all know. I mean, I myself, I say it with personal. It needs a lot of compassion, and I
Yeah, that's
think,
true.
yeah. So, majority, yes, Baldeep, please do the healing. But I am very proud of people who say that, okay, Baldeep, no, I will do the healing. You
Yeah.
teach me.
But
Yeah.
then when somebody comes to you, do you like, since you practice different modalities, do you decide what they need in the sense? Do you also use crystals? Do you also use the Merlin Trinity system? Do you make a mix of everything, or do you stick to one aid of helping people? Like, how do you
No, I kind of mix all the
mix
healing
everything?
modalities. Yes. That's how I'm able to practice all five healing modalities every day. If not for myself, for my clients. So yes, it's always sometimes, somebody needs some guidance. So the guidance, again, when I do the healing, I kind of scan and say what will work for them. Like, should I do card reading or should I do Akashic reading? So I go ahead and suggest, for this phase of life, I think card reading would be fine. And for something like that, okay, you know what? We are just going to do a session. We'll just come on Zoom with me, and we are just going to do an angel healing session for that. So yes, I do that kind of scanning and then suggesting what is right. And sometimes it's just that, please do that homework, come back, and then we will see that. Yeah, I do give a lot of homework also.
And it must also be difficult to hold space in the sense, because it's very personal for people. Sometimes the problems might be really personal that they don't want to share with anybody else. Do you feel burdened by that? And like, without having any client confidentiality, it's still a client confidentiality, even if you're not signing anything.
I am
So,
a family healer for a
yeah.
few of my clients, and
Okay.
yes, that ethic we follow. But
Yeah.
I think over the years we have learned, and I say this because I have seen somebody sharing that space with me, my guru providing me with that safe environment, that non-judgmental
Yeah.
environment, providing me that kind of support. So I've learned by seeing somebody doing that so gracefully, and she still does that so gracefully. So no, it doesn't impact the healer, the individual, because it's not the healer. First of all, I'm not doing the healing. This is
Yeah.
just a medium. We are just the medium. It's like, just the wiring. The energy is running through the wire. All you have to do is maintain the wire. So the maintenance needs to be good, which means I do my self-work, my self-healing without fail. So that's my top priority. The first thing in the morning when the alarm goes off, I start with my healing. Like before I get up from the bed, it's the self-healing that starts with. So yes, it used to be, I think, initially when I started, because I think I was working also. But that is also part of, learning and growing. It's like, that was my internship. And in an internship, if something sometimes feels, oh, it's too much to handle, or sometimes it feels. But if you just learn to surrender and remind yourself, you're just being a medium. You're not the doer. Because what happens is when somebody is like really transformed their life through healing, working with you, healing, you never know when that those appreciation will reach you.
Yeah, the spiritual ego, what we call. I'm
So,
spiritual, I'm better.
Absolutely. So for that reason, your support system, I think whatever I'm able to do today in whatever, small capacity, the whole credit goes to the support system I have. The support system I have at home, the support system I have with my, other healer friends. Of course, my guru plays the biggest role. I know I can drop her a message anytime and she would reply to me. I think that support system is what keeps one going. And that is one of the most beautiful teachings I have got from her. And I try my best to provide same kind of support system.
Yeah,
And
but
I
like
think
you're
when
saying, you're a,
sorry, sorry.
like you said, you're a family healer. So
Yes.
you get people from the same family complain about each other.
No, no, not really. No, I don't think so. Anybody, I think when we get into a healing conversation or a healing call, the energy itself is so different. So my request to anybody who's coming for healing is, please be you.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to be that child, a child who would just say anything what they feel. Don't say anything from here or from your ego. Say how it makes you feel. So not really complain, but yes, we all have disagreements within our loved ones.
Yeah.
And that happens, not really complain, but disagreements.
Yeah.
A very different perspective, listening to the same story from three, four different people, and everybody is narrating so differently. And I'm like, isn't the same event? How is that this everybody, four different people, can see the same event so differently? Tell me, how does that happen?
Yeah.
It's a different perspective.
Yeah.
So I always say, what is paining you is your perspective. That person is not causing you pain or harm. It's your own perspective towards that event, towards that person, towards the situation, which is causing the pain.
Yeah.
So
our own fears.
mostly it's fears. Yes.
Yeah.
Our fears that we have, picked up, and especially from our childhood.
Yeah.
Everything boils down to our childhood. I always tell my clients, if you really want to start your healing journey, you just have to start working with your relationship with your parents first, mother and father, your siblings, if you had a tough time with them, your grandparents. That's it. Everybody else is a mirror.
Yeah.
If you're able to heal these relationships, and when I say heal these relationships, that doesn't mean we sit across, we talk, and we resolve. No, that's not what I mean. There's a saying amongst healers and therapists, the reason I'm in therapy or I'm in healing is because my family is not going for healing or therapy. It's just a saying. So when we want to heal, from a relationship or any fear or insecurity, it usually comes from our childhood. Usually, don't do that, or you will hurt yourself, don't run too fast, you know, all those small, small things. Padhoge nahi to, you know, tum bahut nalayak ho, ya, you know, you'll not be a good person, or all those gets conditioned here. It just gets, and a kid's brain is like a sponge. You have two beautiful kids, you know, they're like sponge. They are just grasping everything. And now as an adult, what we are doing is we are just kind of peeling them, those layers, and trying to identify, oh my God, who am I? Who am I? So, yeah. I remember in 2022, I decided to be fearless. Chalo, Baldeep, enough of being in fear. Let's be fearless. What happened? All the fears showed up.
Yeah. Okay. What did that look like for you?
So fears about your relationships, fears about your health, because I've seen a lot of sickness in the family, fears related to career, the money. Again, these are the three aspects. So all the fears showed up. I mean, you will put into situations and events where your fears will show up, and then you have to deal with it. You have to sit with your fear. You have to ask your fear, where is it coming from? You have to do a lot of, you know, self-introspection, a lot of journaling. And I remember back then, I was doing a self-healing of this level 4 of Merlin Trinity healing system called alchemy. So there are different levels to it. So the fourth level is called the alchemy. I mean, become the alchemist of your life.
Okay.
And I remember telling my, you know, messaging my guru every other day, like, I feel like an onion. So many layers are just peeling. I just don't know how many layers that I'm carrying. Because I consciously decided that I'm going to be fearless. Am I absolutely fearless? That doesn't mean I'm going to jump from, 10th floor. No. No, that's not fearless. But showing up towards every challenge, every situation, gracefully is the idea. Basically. So, that's...
It's this... Is this knowledge that nothing can happen to you? You are taken care of. Because a lot of our fears are what others projected onto us, and we've held on to them.
Right. So when I quit corporate, more than I was trying to cope with my own, fears and insecurities, but seeing my mom, you know, having that question on her face, rarely asking me, and my, my bestie was really worried for me. So not just handling my own fears, but I had to manage theirs also. So that was good learning. And now I can say with experience that you're always taken care. It's just that we forget. We forget on the way. But it's okay if you have decided to learn that at a soul level and take that lesson back with you. I think we will learn.
A lot of time, like, nothing is a mistake in life. Like, your soul has chosen everything, right? The kind of parents you had, the kind of traumas you've been through. So I think that itself is, that acceptance is also a part of healing, that you accept your soul needed this to grow.
See, Prachi, when we came to this world, we accepted everything, right? So then what happened?
You forgot?
Then life happened. Then life happened and somebody said, oh, you did this wrong. Oh, you shouldn't have gone there. Oh, you don't do this way. Oh, you are a failure. Again, it may sound very cliche to many people. And I think whoever is listening would know, oh, haan, ye toh maine suna hai. Ye toh mujhe pata hai. Knowing is not doing. So when we say, and I ask you, I ask this myself also, have I not done any mistakes? And how much courage, how much strength did it take you to reach a place to say, no, I haven't done any mistake? it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of self-forgiveness. Takes a lot of courage to drop the judgment, to shut that criticism.
Not only
So,
towards yourself, but also towards others, no? Like that would be the biggest part, I feel. Like
I
after a
think
while, you
the
can.
Sorry. I think the biggest illusion that we live in is that I have to forgive somebody or this has to change. See, like I said, I'm very passionate about self-work, you know, working on it. Because there is nothing outside of me that I know for sure. I can know Prachi. I can ask a certain question. I can know about her life, but I cannot know the truth, the essence of Prachi. I can know your story, but I cannot know your pain, your feelings, your emotions, right? So if I say I have to forgive, come to a place to forgive this person, no, you cannot forgive somebody if you do not forgive yourself. See, the most time people say that, oh yeah, I'm very giving to others, but when it comes to me, I'm not that great. You know, there are people who are very good at gifting, but if they have to buy something for themselves, they think like 100 times. Why is that so? I feel it becomes more of obligation. It is tagged as a kindness that you do it for others and not for yourself. The work starts from here. So anything that you want to offer, forget forgiving anybody. I always my work always started, forget, okay, you don't like this person, you don't have to forgive this person. But tell me, where do you not forgive yourself in that event? And you know what? That is the hardest part. Because when we get into a conversation, it is very easy for me to say this person did wrong to me. This, when you put that blame, then it's more like I'm letting go of the responsibility to work on myself. So before we forgive anybody, I think it starts from self, because the conversations we are having here about ourselves, that's the most important conversation. So forget about anybody else. I always say that just focus on yourself. What do you think about you? What you feel for you? Then what will happen is you will start reflecting that nature. Because what when you question and you pay conscious efforts on yourself, it will become part of your nature. Then you don't have to remind yourself to be kind, because you will be kind. You don't have to be compassionate. You will become, you are like, you know, nature is compassionate. So then you don't have to remind yourself, because that who you will be. That's it, I think. I think that's how I see it, and I think that works fastest than anybody else. You know, what, just sit with it. Let's just go that you know, memory lane. Okay, you know, let's just forget that person. I can give you 10 perspective. Ki us insaan ne aisa kyun kiya, ya wo aisa kyun hua, how, why? But until unless you focus here, that would not get resolved completely, is what I've experienced.
I'm just thinking. It's a
That's
thoughtful
okay.
conversation.
I think if we just anything from the past which is still bothering you, if you just look at that event from a different lens and ask yourself, how did that made me feel? Healing happens when you start feeling. Energy is stuck in your inner, you know, your aura. It can be your mental, your emotional, your physical level. So when you shift the lens, the way you look at that event, and you just allow yourself to feel, maybe forgive yourself or comfort yourself and reassure yourself, okay, that's not going to happen. I think that's where the game changes. And you will just forget about the other person who did what and said what and all those things.
But do you feel at times it might also be that you are in a hostile situation? Like the moment you change your environment, a lot of healing would happen. Like sometimes people are in an unfortunate situation, which
Right.
is causing
You
them,
mean maybe, you know, in a toxic environment, is that what you're saying? Again, Prachi, you know what happens is, like I said, everybody is being a mirror to you. And let's say somebody is going through something similar. Yes, go ahead. Get yourself out of that situation, because it's like, you know, let's say you're wounded, so don't be on the battleground. Please take a break. But then don't forget, if you don't heal those wounds, similar people with a different name, different face will again show up. I have people saying that, oh, my boss is always, I always get bosses like this. Hello, that's reflecting something. Pay attention. Otherwise, it will show up. So, yes, many a times, I remember listening to one podcast when one author says that she had a toxic, I really don't remember the name, very toxic parents. Then what do I do? But as a soul, I chose those parents. So what I would do is I will sit with a pen and a paper and write down all the toxicity I can see in them. They can't see. I can see toxicity. So if I can see toxicity, maybe I have tasted it somewhere. It's, you know, they are just reflect. So then I will list down and I would say, okay, these are my opportunities. And these are the perspectives. These are the things which needs to change in me. I tell you, I've done this once. It's very funny. So I hope she's not listening. So I had a boss, like, you know, super boss. And whenever I go to work, within half an hour, we'll have a call. And she would start the call saying that, I am so frustrated. So imagine my rest of the day. I am frustrated with my team. Somebody is dumping the garbage on me. We kind of distribute it, right? So I decided, okay, Valdeep, something needs to change. You can't be going to work like this. So what I would do is, I don't know. It just, I just followed my guidance. What I would do is, if I have to leave for work at 10, 9:55, I'm fully dressed up just before I wear my shoes. I'll sit, close my eyes, and I would just say, God bless you, and her name, followed by her name. And I'll put a 5 minutes alarm. And I would just say that initial few days, I just could not feel, bless you, my God, you're making my life, you know, so difficult and all that. But it is, I tell you, I live in a magical world. But it just so happened, less than 30 days, she was heading that team even before I joined that organization, which was like over a decade. She moved to a different vertical altogether. And the one who replaced was such an amazing person. One of the best bosses I worked with. So all I had to do is, she didn't have to change. I mean, she's fine what she's doing and it's her journey. But if I keep saying that, oh, she is making my life, you know, difficult at work, nothing is going to change. So I decided to change the energy that I'm sending out to her.
That's amazing. So that's what they say, no? When your vibration changes, whatever you don't want, it moves away. It's like the perfect example of that.
I must tell you this. Yesterday, so one of my clients, and he also mentioned that, you know, believe you should mention about me. So we last week, last Sunday, when we had a call, and I just gave him a perspective that, you know, about one particular relationship. Why don't you just, you know, change your perspective towards this relationship? And I just gave him some ideas and all that. And it was more like, I always say that I'm just going to sow this seed in your mind, a new perspective towards this relationship, towards this person. You just see how you can nurture it. And yesterday when he came on a call, he told me all the changes he's seen in that person towards him. And it's like, this is so crazy. He was just going, this is so crazy. I said, no, this is not crazy. You changed your thoughts, your feeling towards that person. And that person is just reflecting what you are carrying.
Yeah.
See how easy it is.
Yeah. It's not easy, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody says, the trick, the tool is very easy. But that 5 minutes, sitting for that, and he said that, Baldi, 5 minutes is too much. Can we do 1 minute? I said, no. Nothing less than 5 minutes.
I'm going to try it tonight, starting tonight for a few people.
I'm telling you, this works like magic. You just try it.
Okay, so you put an alarm for 5 minutes and you send positive energy towards the person.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anything.
Okay.
You can just say that, I send you love, I send you compassion. All I could say is, God bless you. I did that, when I trained myself to, I don't call it anger management, when I was healing my anger issue. So I started with my driving. So if you're driving in Mumbai, on Mumbai roads, you tend to get angry at some point, right? And especially during peak hours, working hours. So I said, okay, Baldev, it's 45 minutes of, drive one side. These 45 minutes, you're not allowed to get angry. And then some bike would come. I was like, the first day, first few days were like bad. I just lost it. I was like, okay, it's okay. It's okay. The idea is to be very gentle with yourself during the self-healing work. So I was like, okay, it's okay, Baldev. Let's not give up. Let's try it again tomorrow, okay? So what I started doing is, if somebody is, not driving correctly, or somebody will just, overtake without, following the rules, what I would say is like, God bless you. I would just say that. Like, God bless you. Maybe you are too much in hurry. So I kind of, it took me time to change the feeling, but first I changed what I say.
Yeah.
I changed what I think before I display anger. So my facial expression was still like I'm angry, but what I'm saying is like, God bless you. You know what? Just go. So I think it's a vibration. And now I can proudly say I am one of the happiest person driving on Mumbai road.
Okay.
You would rarely see me. Very rarely, I think you would see me. I can tell you when was the last time I was upset while driving. It was like 3 years ago, maybe. Yeah. That also,
okay.
I lost the track of road. That's it. But it all, that's what I say. It's all about me. There's nothing outside of me that I know of. There's nothing outside of me that I can control. This is the only person I can control.
Yeah.
And that's where I should focus, I think. Yeah.
It's been very enlightening talking to you. So, just for others, can you let us know, do you practice all your healing modalities online as well?
I do not teach all the healing modalities online. I do teach Merlin Trinity Healing System online, and hopefully soon, I cannot confirm yet, Akashic Record Reading will be taught online. I always prefer face-to-face if that's a... But rest of the healing modalities, in-person, yes.
And if somebody comes to you for a healing session, can that be done online?
Yes, all my sessions are done online. So it's...
Oh, okay. So they don't need to be present in person.
Yes. I prefer that. I think that's how I'm a little old school, but I do have clients, all over the world. So Zoom is the best space, but I do connect with certain communities here, local, where we just meet, chit chat, and, have some healing conversations. That also works magically. So yeah, I do that.
And where can we find you?
On Instagram. Instagram is my go-to page. I think Baldeep_Sasan. That's where you can just drop a DM, and happy to connect. Anything about healing, I mean, you can already sense I'm very passionate about healing and self-work. So yeah, anything about healing, anywhere I can help you this much also, I think, yeah, I'll be glad to do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Baldeep, for being with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.